Welcome to Cinefall, episode 11, Make It at Home for Nothing. I was working on something for my knitting podcast when I realized that it would work rather splendidly over here at Cinefall. I do, in fact, have another episode organized, but if I'm honest, I've been feeling a little stressed lately, and I've just let it sit while I wait to see if I can get my act together. Sometimes, though, I'm honestly amazed at how things work. The idea for today's episode came to me in a flash, almost fully formed in my head. The execution doesn't quite live up to that image, but, you know, it's not bad. I apologize in advance if you're also a pearl diving listener. There are a couple of value-added things at the end of the episode, but essentially, if you've heard Pearl Diving episode 14, then you've heard most of today's Cinefall. Also, I know that my voice sounds kind of strained and full of cold, but, you know, it's spring in Canada, and that's what I'm stuck with until the weather gets a little bit better, you know? Anyway, here is the episode, and I'll be back to sign off at the end. I sat down last Saturday morning with my knitting, hoping to find something on television to watch that would keep me amused long enough to make some progress. News. Infomercials. News. Bingo. A Bollywood film. Absolutely adore Bollywood films, and they pop up on television here on one of the multicultural channels. They are highly entertaining and never run less than 2.5 hours, so a good long stretch of knitting time is guaranteed. Saturday's offering was a 2004 film entitled Main Huna, Hindi, I believe, for I'm Here Now, or something close to that, and it starred Shahrukh Khan. For those of you who know anything about Bollywood, you'll be familiar with Shahrukh Khan, and even if you know nothing about Bollywood, it's likely you might have seen his face somewhere, perhaps on the cover of National Geographic a couple of years back. Actually, as an aside, one thing I didn't know about Shahrukh Khan is that he's the current host of the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Anyway, back to the film. Which, I should say, from what I've read, tends not to be well-regarded, critics finding it a little overblown and unbelievable, and, dare I say, far too commercial. The on-screen guide offered up a summary. A major yearns to see an ambitious project become a reality. Okay, that does sum things up, but the film runs 179 minutes, so maybe I should fill in a few of the details. The film opens in a TV studio. General Bakshi arrives to present to the public the details of a peace initiative between India and Pakistan, Project Milap, or Unity, which will involve what is pretty much a symbolic release of prisoners, with the hopes of furthering peaceful relations between the two nations. However, an attempt is made on General Bakshi's life by the terrorist Raghavan, a former army officer who was thrown out by Brigadier Shekhar Sharma for killing innocent Pakistanis who mistakenly crossed the border between the two countries in the controversial Kashmir region. Coincidentally, Brigadier Sharma is in charge of security for the TV event, and when Raghavan and his henchmen storm the studio, he takes a stray bullet in the chest. On his deathbed, he tells his son, Major Ram Sharma, that his wife and infant son left him 20 years earlier as the result of an infidelity with Ram's mother, and his dying wish is that Ram reunite with them. As well, the terrorist Raghavan makes a threat on the life of Sanjana, the daughter of General Bakshi, who is a student in a college in Darjeeling, I think it was, where also, coincidentally, the estranged son and wife of Brigadier Sharma live, and where the son, Laxman, known as Lucky, also goes to school. So, Major Ram Sharma is sent to the school to pose undercover as a student, protect the general's daughter, and fulfill his father's dying wish at the same time. Along the way, there are amazing stunts, Matrix-like special effects. Ram falls in love with the beautiful chemistry teacher, played by a resplendent Sushmita Sen, whose hair and saris waft wind-blown in every scene, no matter where she is, indoors or out, and where violinists appear and Major Ram breaks into love songs whenever she passes. There are the obligatory Bollywood song and dance numbers. There is a hostage-taking, fireballs, and a spectacular leap from the roof of the college to a waiting helicopter, as Major Ram informs Raghavan that he has forgotten the cardinal rule of the movies.
Afsos, Raghavan, ki tum apni Ramayan bhul gaye. Ramayan ka ant hamesha Ravan ki maut se hota hai.
Dies in the end. There is a moving scene where the gates at a Kashmiri border point are opened and the prisoners cross back to their respective countries and are greeted joyfully by friends and family. There is the final song and dance number where love has conquered all and during which the final credits roll. Wait. I think I've forgotten something. Let me think. Oh, wait, I've got it. Main Hunna also contains one of those little things I like to collect up, the relatively obscure knit sighting. Because one of the teachers at the college knits. We first see her as she arrives on the campus to witness a race between two students up to the roof of the college. She's walking along with her bag, knitting away. Next, we see her in the staff room when Ram comes to apologize to the chemistry teacher for his forwardness. Knitting, something with rainbow-colored stripes and lines of black paisley like blooms. Finally, when Major Ram goes to leave the college, or so we think, but there's still a good half hour of the film left, so we know he'll be back. He's given gifts of flowers, and the knitting teacher hands him the finished item, a pullover. Now, this is kind of ironic, too, because to disguise himself as one of the students, Major Ram wears a series of completely ugly sweater vests. The rainbow-striped pullover is a huge step forward. Alas, though, we never see it again, as he slips into action mode in tight cargo pants, black sweater, and flak jacket. But there it was. A little bit of knitting right in the middle of a Bollywood extravaganza.
Finally, Lakshman Prasad Sharma! And a very, very special student, Major Ram Prasad Sharma! Woohoo! One for you and one for you.
Thank you, sir.
The title for today's episode, Make It At Home for Nothing, comes from the BBC's very funny Asian sketch show Goodness Gracious Me. One of the characters is a mother who decries the wastefulness she sees by saying, "I can make it at home for nothing." Main Hunna is, I've discovered, available through Amazon.com. Not Amazon.ca, or not that I could find. And in fact, there seem to be a goodly number of Bollywood films at Amazon.com, but not on their Canadian counterpart, which surprises me a little, given that I live in a part of the country with the greatest population of South Asian immigrants. On the other hand, at least I get to watch them on television. I know that Omni 2 here in Canada carries Bollywood films at the weekend, usually one Saturday morning and another one Sunday afternoon. So if you live in a part of Canada where Omni 2 is available, you can always check them out. I'll put a link in the show notes to their schedule. The films are in Hindi, but are generally subtitled. Some, like Menhunna, even go so far as to have subtitles for the songs, but others may not. I've read some reviews that suggest that Menhunna is probably a good first-time film for someone not familiar with the Bollywood genre, and I think I'd agree with that. It's all kind of goofy and whatnot in parts, but it has all the classic elements of a Bollywood film, and it's a bit of a romp at the same time. The film I watched on Sunday, on the other hand, Arjun Pandit, was a much darker film, much more difficult to follow if you hadn't already had some idea of what to expect. Another interesting choice is the film Bollywood Hollywood by Indo-Canadian director Deepa Mehta. Mehta usually makes more traditional films, films that explore issues, arty kind of films. But this is her take on the Bollywood genre, set in Toronto. It plays with the traditional elements, bends them a little, and it's a great deal of fun. In other news, it turns out that I will be attending Podcasters Across Borders taking place in June in Kingston, Ontario. In a fit of optimism last month, the tech guy registered us, but it had been looking increasingly like we just weren't going to be able to go at all. But I had forgotten that I have people in my life who know what it's like to have dreams, who know what it takes to realize them, and who know that sometimes you just can't do it on your own. I'm not good at letting people help me out, so I think that's my lesson, to go with the flow and just see how big this snowball gets. However, the bottom line is I will be at Podcasters Across Borders, and I'm really excited by it all. If I'm honest, this surprises me a little because I tend to be a bit of an introvert and a timid one at that. But I'm looking forward to connecting with folks who have the same dreams I do and to learning how I can go about doing this a whole lot better. If you would like to leave a comment or ask a question or just send me a nice note, you can find all the information on how to do that at www.cinefolle.org, that's cinefolle.org. I'm going to sign off with the same piece of music I closed the pearl diving episode with, on the theory that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. From the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, here is the Indian band Prele with You. Ciao for now.
घुमा के चल दिया मेजर।
राम
टर्न अराउंड मेजर, डैम इट टर्न अराउंड। मैं चाहता हूं कि तू अपनी मौत अपनी आंखों से देखे।
राम गेट अवे फ्रॉम द गॉडडैम रूफ।
क्या मुंह दिखाएगा तू अपने बाप को?